Breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Speaking of this weekend, there is a big concert between Brian Cadd and our next guest. His name is Glenn Shorrod. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
Mate, welcome to Mackay. We spoke to you a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The show is literally going to be a Kickstarter for a lot of folks, isn't it?
Well, Kickstarter for us too. We did it. No, we're looking forward to it. It's been a quite successful show for Brian and myself over the last 12 months. We built it around a reunion, an Axiom reunion, and it grew from there, you know, because we found we had so much material to deal with, and it's a great show. We have a lot of fun, and the audience do as well.
Well, you've been together for 12 months with this tour. You've been together basically on and off for God knows how many years now, but... Yeah. I think you're now classed in the same category of you know how they get couples and they merge the names together, like Kim Kardashian and whatever his name is.
I'm waiting. What is it?
Yeah. What could you do with Brian Cadd and Glenn Shorrod?
I would say Cadd Rock.
Cadd Rock.
There we go.
That's the name of the next tour.
I can see the T-shirts being printed up now. I love Cadd Rock.
Yeah, it's great. I'll use that. Thanks, guys.
That could be for your next tour, I reckon.
Absolutely. That's good.
A couple of weeks ago, we spoke to you, and you said, you know, you've been in the entertainment business for 50 years. What's the one thing you've learned in that 50 years? Because it's not always glitz and glamour like a lot of people think.
Mm. Not to take it too seriously. You know, it was a fledgling genre, a fledgling art form when I got involved in it. It was really a dance craze, and then it became an art form once the Beatles came along, you know, and changed everything creatively. Now it's a huge industry, and it's been through a lot of incarnations. You've got to have a lot of patience, perseverance, and a great sense of humour, and Brian and I have got that, I think.
Okay, so one big lesson there, don't take it too seriously. The second one, don't release one of your songs out to Madison Avenue. I hated that song, version of it.
Have you heard Katie Lang's version of Reminiscing?
No, but I'm going to have to look it up on YouTube now.
Yeah, it's interesting, interesting.
Interesting as in good or bad?
In good.
Okay.
Weird. Oh, awesome.
Weird.
So what about Madison Avenue, good or bad?
No, I didn't care for that one.
Yeah, see, there you go. The guy's got taste.
And he's very honest with us, and that's why I love him, Glenn Shorrod. Thanks for joining us, mate.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Steve Jacko Jackson. He scored the winning 1989 grand final try.
Steve Jackson wins down and scored. Popple with the premiership for the Canberra Raiders.
And now he's part of the CFM team with his weekly NRL tips.
And it wouldn't be a Friday without our friend Steve Jacko Jackson. Hi, Steve-o.
Good morning, Jay and Dave. How are we going?
Good, mate.
Okay, can I just bring up something before
we go into
the tips?
Here
Jay forgot to put in his tips last week. Mm. How many did he get right?
Did Jay?
Yeah.
He got five.
Right, because he went exactly the same as you.
No, he didn't.
Oh, didn't he? Oh, no, there was one.
I got four. Remember, I went all home teams, so four home teams won.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had the $5 bet, which I've just given him his $5 there. Look at him. Happy as Larry.
Best $5 I've earned all week, I'm telling you.
Easiest $5 you've earned all week.
Let's put that $5 on the line once again.
All right, let's do it.
Hang on, whose money are you betting with? You're betting with my money.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, actually, it's my money now, so.
Right. You could win it back. Double or nothing. Here we go.
All right.
Friday's game, tonight's game. You've got the Broncos versus the Knights.
Well, how can you go against the Broncos? They're just firing. That game last week against the Storm, they defended something incredible, like 10 or 11 sets. They defended on their own line. They just drop kicked out. And Melbourne, with a great attacking side, couldn't break their defence. And that's what wins finals. Mm. Big defence.
Well, that's what we said right from the word go. We said it was going to be a Broncos-Cowboys grand final, didn't we?
Oh, it played in Melbourne. Oh, how about you New South Wales people?
You're going to go Broncos?
Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos.
Okay, all right.
The other one tonight is the Rabbitohs versus the Seagulls.
Well, Seagulls have just come off a win, a very rare win at home last week. Daly Cherry Evans redeemed himself after a pretty average origin match, and he was outstanding in that game last week, Rabbitohs at home. And I'm going to go to the Sea Eagles to get back-to-back wins.
The Saturday's games, the Warriors versus the Raiders, the Cowboys and the Sharks, and the Eels versus the Dragons. What are they?
Righto, Warriors one away. Now they're back home. They're taking on my Raiders. That lost by 1 point last week.
Oh, it only takes 1 point, Steve, as you say.
Oh, dear.
To win.
You know, I'm going to go the Raiders.
Raiders. Okay.
Okay, Cowboys and Sharks.
Come on, JT's out of the Cowboys. So what is that going to mean?
Well, I think their depth's pretty damn good. The Cowboys are they're contenders this year without a doubt. And you know what? I think that will make it 11 or 12 in a row if they win this one.
Be 12.
A dozen. Yeah. Let's go the Cowboys and knock off the Sharks.
The Eels versus the Dragons Saturday night.
Well, Dragons had a loss last week, but I think they'll redeem themselves. Eels with a lot of financial worries. You hear about reneging on contracts, and they're in all sorts of bother. So let's go the Dragons.
Sunday's games, the Roosters versus the Titans. Which one?
Roosters. Too many injuries at the Titans. Mm.
Tigers versus the Panthers.
Panthers. You got to go Panthers. You can't go Tigers. Steve, do not go Tigers.
Oh, look.
Hang on a second. He's in two minds.
I'm going to go the Tigers.
Hey!
I'm going to go the Tigers.
I'm going Panthers. I'm sorry.
And Monday's game, Bulldogs versus the Storm.
Oh, fantastic matchup here for another Monday night match. I'm going to go the Doggies. The Doggies got a bit of bite back.
Wow.
Oh,
there you
go. Steve, I'm going Storm. All right. Well, if I get more than you next week, $5 back to you, all right? How's that sound?
Right,
that's a fair bit.
That's a fair bit.
That doesn't make any sense. You said if you get more than him, you give him the $5.
If I win more,
win, I get $5, and if he wins, I get $5. Yeah, I love that bet.
No,
I love that bet.
If I get more of my tips right, you will get the $5. Okay, how's that? Does that make sense?
If you get more of your tips right, I get the $5. No, hang on.
No.
See what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
If I get more than you, I win. If you get more than me, you win. You win another $5.
I'm going to win $5.
I'm going to have to put the chicken breast up in the chicken shop next week to cover all my punting.
Oh, Steve Jacko-Jackerson from Leonard's Chicken at Mount Pleasant. Thank you, mate.
Thank you very much,
boys. Your footy tips for the weekend, your official NRL station here at CFM. Dave is out of the studio this morning in Paget for our Gimme Five for Kids appeal. We've had a lot of fun raising money this year for the children towards Mackay Basin and Prossy Hospitals. We did the show on the Pioneer River for $3,000. We walked 65 kilometres on treadmills at Caneland Central. Today, we're on the streets in Paget. Catch up with Dave as he's doing right now with Jim from Totally Workwear, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. He's from Totally Workwear. And I've got to ask you, Jim, thanks very much for the donation first, but have you used the services out at the hospital with the kids' ward?
Yes, mate, actually I have. About 6 years ago, my daughter had a problem, infection with her eye.
Oh, wow.
And we ended up in the base hospital, and they took absolute fantastic care of her. Ended up having to transfer by flying doctors to Brisbane.
Yeah.
And they saved a life. It was a matter of about 24 hours that they saved a life by. So,
that's amazing.
Fantastic work that you guys do. And just, seniors here, heard you on the radio, thought, mate, got to stop and give a donation.
Thank you very much for your donation. It was quite sizable as well. I think it was something like $50, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fairly good. So, and, right through the month, we've purchased the movie tickets and stuff like that. So just think you guys do a fantastic job. So
good on you, Jim. I know you're tearing up about your daughter there, so I'll let you get back to work.
No, thanks, Dave.
There you go, Jim, with Dave there in Paget for our Gimme Five for Kids appeal. And it's heartwarming to hear stories like that, his daughter's life being saved from the team here at Mackay Base Hospital as well. All right.
Hi, it's Amity with the Week in Review, and it's always good to see our home region winning accolades. Gary Takel, the host of Best House Australia, has been in Cannonvale showcasing a house in the new Regatta Waters estate. But sometimes even his best laid plans don't always pay off.
It turns up, sometimes system producers, it's all by photographs, so you think, oh wow, it looks amazing, and you get there and you think, my goodness. What photographs did they use for this house? And we've got to move things around and make it look better and cut things out. In fact, there's one in Esperance. We basically arrived. The boys hadn't actually been in the house yet, but the crew. And I walked in, had a look around, and it was so bad, so badly furnished. I walked back out and said, look, we just need to get out of here. Before they come back.
The MasterChef Immunity Challenge King, Shannon Bennett, had a chat with the boys during the week, and they put the same question to him that they do with the contestants. Let's just say he nailed the response.
What do you cook with 2 minute noodles? How do you do them?
They're always undercooked, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And you've got to then add a little bit of oyster sauce and add some fish sauce.
Oh, really?
Chili. Yeah.
And chili. Wow.
Yep.
So you reckon, like, you can spruce those up to be like an award-winning dish with just those tips?
Oh, definitely. And then what you do, I mean, you guys, you know, with Sundays, you'd be out there catching some Spanish mackerel or something.
Yeah.
Get back some beautiful Spanish mackerel and then fillet it beautifully and then just drop a few little pieces of Spanish mackerel into your bowl.
With today being People's Day at the Mackay Show, the boys heard from Sue that she would much prefer a Caramello Koala show bag than a Birdie Beetle show bag. That's crazy talk, and everyone agrees with the guys that Birdie Beetle show bags are the best.
Would you go Birdie Beetle show bag or Caramello Koala if your life depended on it?
It's got to be Birdie Beetle.
Yeah, I know.
See? What is it with Caramello Koala? Sue mentioned on Facebook that she'd take Caramello Koala any day over Birdie Beetle.
You can have a Caramello Koala any day. Birdie Beetle's on the show. You've got to have what's on the show.
Exactly right.
Very good point. Well done.
I think Birdie needs to be brought out of hibernation full time. Like, it's, he needs to be on the shelves every day. What is he made out of again?
Chocolate and, well, I think it's rice bubbles. I'm not quite sure.
It's just a pinch of love. I think that's what's inside.
And speaking of the show, the tradition has been broken. This year, Jay was denied the first Dagwood dog of the season.
Sounds like you've put in a bit of effort to get to the stand.
I have, but I've just run and I finally made it here. And I'm going to buy the first Dagwood dog, hopefully, of the season. Hello, mate, how are you?
Thanks, mate.
Do you have any Dagwood dogs?
I'm not going to have any, ready for about 15 minutes.
Oh, my God, so that means you haven't sold any yet today.
Sold one.
You've sold one?
Better luck next year, Jay. That's the Week in Review.